The Maria Sanchez Show, a conversation, not a confrontation. On MariaSanchezShow.com.
Hi, this is Maria Sanchez, and welcome to the Maria Sanchez Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your ears. We know there's a lot of opportunities out there, and thank you for honoring us with your time and attention. We have Dr. Rebecca Brightman visiting with us today. She is a North American Menopause Society certified menopause practitioner, as well as an OBGYN, and we're going to discuss some of women's issues, menopause issues, risks associated with hormone replacement therapy, and other treatments available for women who may be suffering or women that you know that may be suffering from menopausal symptoms. So Dr. Brightman, thank you so much for joining us today. I really look forward to the conversation and the information.
Same here. Thank you for asking me to be on your show.
You're welcome. So let's talk first about what is the North American Menopause Society.
Well, the North American Menopause Society is an organization of women's healthcare providers in North America. That would be the United States and Canada, but really there are healthcare practitioners who participate in their annual meeting from all over the world. And these are a group of individuals who are particularly interested in making sure women and female patients are informed and their doctors are aware of the latest in terms of healthcare and recommendations for women as they approach their years in menopause and the many years beyond. And they really take and encourage healthcare providers to have a very multidisciplinary approach in terms of approaching women as they head towards menopause and beyond. So it's an organization that I'm very happy to be proud of being a member.
And as far as menopause goes, it seems that the philosophy has changed because we're aging so much better. And they, you know, as they say, like 50 is the new 40 and what have you. And we've got some beautiful examples of women who, not through procedures and augmentations and surgeries, are looking vibrant and alive and vital. And I wonder, does hormone replacement therapy help in that, do you think?
I do. I really do. It's interesting to think about this, but we know in pregnancy, for example, hormones affect every organ system, and the same is true with menopause. And while there are certain indications and reason why women should go on hormone replacement, and there are certain women who really aren't candidates, women who are on hormone replacement, for the most part, feel better. And I do think they look better because hormones really can help hair and help skin. And there are skin-related changes and hair-related changes that do occur associated with aging and associated with menopause.
So when I was, I wouldn't even say I was, well, I must have been premenopausal, but I saw my girlfriends around me just suffer from the wilting and the melting to the insomnia, to the vaginal dryness, to their moods. And I thought, I don't want any of that. So I approached it proactively instead of in response to. And I don't know if you think that that was wise, but it did work for me because I have never had those issues, which I am so grateful for. But when is somebody, when should a woman or somebody who has a woman in their life, if they even get an inkling of it, what do you suggest that they do?
Well, I think the important thing is to start the conversation early. I try to do it with my patients and to really tell them that menopause is not a terrible thing. I think it's really important to be informed and to be proactive. And I am totally on board with what you did. And I like your approach. And I take that approach with my patients. Not all patients want to embrace using hormone replacement if it's an option for them. But I do think it's a great option for many of the reasons we discussed. Turning 50, for example, or 51, which is the average age of menopause in this country, is not the beginning of the end. I think there's certain things we can do as women to make ourselves feel better, to make ourselves, perform well, not have issues with night sweats, hot flashes. We can sleep better. We can look better. And, you know, these are options I give to my patients, again, if they're amenable. But the fact that you were actually proactive and wanted to avoid all these things, I think it's wonderful. Makes my job easier.
Now, if someone doesn't know what hormone replacement therapy is, why don't we speak to that too? Because we might be speaking over people's heads when they hear HRT. Sure. They might not know what that means.
So what happens when women start, by definition, again, we talk about menopause as being when women have gone for a full year without having had a period. And hormone replacement therapy is an option for women, and the reason their hormones is because women make hormones until they stop menstruating. Women do make low levels of hormones after menopause, but they're very, very low, and that's why women become symptomatic. So by adding back the two hormones, estrogen and progesterone, that are made by the ovary after menopause, we can help people feel better. It frequently helps with their night sweats, their hot flashes during the day. It frequently improves mood, helps sleep. And in addition, it prevents vaginal dryness, which is a real problem for so many women.
Now, what about estradiol?
Well, there are many different types of estrogen that are available in the United States, for example. I like to give my patients many, many options, and the medications that I typically prescribe are FDA approved, but there are many different types of estrogens that can be given. Estradiol is one such type of an estrogen. It actually is bioidentical. It's identical to what the body is making. So that is, you know, one of the common types of estrogen that is prescribed. It can be given as an oral tablet or used transdermally, and it really depends on a patient's preference.
So, Dr. Brightman, when we're speaking about hormone replacement therapy, it is not synonymous with bioidentical.
No, it's not. There are many different types of hormones, different types of hormones that women can take when they're on hormone replacement. The bioidentical hormones, which can be purchased either, you know, through a regular pharmacy, and they're FDA-approved bioidenticals, they're available, you know, with a doctor's prescription. Also, some doctors or healthcare providers may refer a patient to a compounding pharmacy who will manufacture something called bioidenticals. But the compounding pharmacies are not regulated the same way as FDA regulated drugs are regulated. And my personal feeling is that women can receive FDA approved bioidentical hormones with a prescription.
And the reason you qualify that, is that for insurance purposes?
Well, for insurance purposes, and I also think safety purposes, which is the first and foremost reason why I give prescription bioidenticals for my patients, because we know that certain doses are felt to be effective, and we know exactly what patients are getting because the quality control is greater when given in an FDA-approved fashion.
Now, in terms of how long a woman should take hormones, do you have an opinion about that? Is there a shelf life, if you will, for this type of...
That's a great question. One thing we also haven't mentioned is we talk about hormones. It's not just estrogen. There's something called progesterone. If a woman has her uterus, means she has not had a hysterectomy, she must take a second hormone known as progesterone. That can be given as a bioidentical progesterone or, again, a synthetic progesterone. But in terms of the number of years a woman can stay on hormone replacement, in general, the feeling is to control the shortest duration possible to control their menopausal symptoms. We do worry about long-term risks, potentially of breast cancer, although some of the risks of hormone replacement seem to be less when women start hormones very close to when they went through menopause. So that being said, 5 years was always the typical set point. In general, in my practice, I revisit this every single year with my patients. And honestly, if a woman is doing well, if there aren't any contraindications to being on hormone replacement, if they are keeping up with their mammograms and they're feeling well, I am very supportive of them continuing hormone replacement.
Well, I just had this conversation with a girlfriend who's 10 years my senior, and she's been taking them too. And I said, you know, I know that they're usually, they say, because we were talking about your conversation with me, that ordinarily 5 years is the shelf life, which is what I've heard. But I said to her, and she said to me, why would we stop if it's working? We feel good. We look good. It's mitigated anything that we would have to deal with. So why not?
I agree. I happen to agree with you. I will tell you, As a gynecologist, not all patients feel that way. And many internists, while some are supportive of women being on hormone replacement, many of them are scared by it, So women get conflicting information from their other doctors and from the media. But again, in general, I absolutely agree. If a woman is feeling well, I am very supportive of her continuing on it for the very reasons we've discussed.
Well, and funny that you mentioned internists, because I see my physician like subs as you once a year and my internist once a year. And I've been blessed with brilliant health, so that's the extent of my need for medicine. And he said to me, "Why the hell are you on bioidentical hormones?" And I said, because I look good and I feel good. And he goes, "Maria, you know, in societies around the world, women who go through the change are revered and they end up becoming the matriarchs of their societies." And I said, "Yes, and we live in America." Like, what's your point?
That, you know, I happen to really be on the same page as you are. What can I say? I do agree we're living longer and we want to feel our best. And that's just, you know, not physically. It's externally as well. And I think beauty is really, really important and feeling feminine if we can. And, you know, again, hormone replacement is not an option for all women. So all women shouldn't feel badly if they can't be on it. There are other things we can do. And there are other options to control their menopausal symptoms. But I do think for so many, because hormones affect every organ system, as I started by telling you, it really is the easiest way to sort of tackle all the problems that women face as they head towards menopause and beyond.
Can you give contraindications as to what would not be a viable candidate for HRT?
Sure. So a woman clearly who has breast cancer or any type of estrogen sensitive tumor, she would not be a candidate. A strong family history of breast cancer also would be included there. A woman who has an underlying predisposition to having clotting disorders would not be included also. You know, and women, you know, who are at serious risk of cardiovascular disease would not want to be on hormone replacement. And, you know, women with who are smoking and have high blood pressure should really take this under, you know, take the medication with some caution and discuss it in a, you know, with both their internist and OBGYN. But I think, you know, the good news is there are now other alternatives for women. And I think women should be made aware of that.
And do you have, how does someone know that the sublingual would be better than the topical, would be better than the patch, would be better than the, don't you have the implants also where you, they last for months at a time?
Yes, there are all different ways in which one can receive hormones. My feeling is, you know, I'm very much a fan of women using bioidentical transdermal estrogen because it can be given in a very definitive dose in an FDA-approved fashion. So that's my bias. You know, but yes, there are many different ways a woman can get estrogen. The most important thing is to make sure it's balanced with a progesterone. So again, it depends on, you know, striking that balance. And the amount of progesterone has to do with how much a woman, how much estrogen a woman is taking, whether or not she's bleeding, and that needs to work, be worked out with her healthcare provider.
Now, my physician, prescribing physician, she only checks my blood once a year to see if she needs to tinker with the prescription, but I have girlfriends who they get tested every 3 months.
Well, it's interesting. And I don't routinely check bloods once I've confirmed a woman is in menopause. We don't have standards and there aren't established standards for women who are beyond menopause. The recommendations that I follow are those of American College of OBGYN and NAMS, North American Menopause Society, and that is we use the lowest effective dose of hormones to control a woman's symptoms. And what may achieve a blood level in one woman may render someone, you know, with continued symptoms. So while one woman may need a higher dose, the other one may need a lower dose. So you can't just follow levels alone. So I don't routinely do blood work at all. And majority of my colleagues do not as well. We really look at how a woman is feeling and use that as our best gauge.
Wow.
Yep.
So you just tinker with the results.
Yes.
Because 1 year, there was a time when my compounded HRT included testosterone. Mm-hmm. And then that next year, she calls me and she says, Maria, I'm taking you off the testosterone. You've got four times what you should have. And I was like, okay. And she's like, didn't you notice? I said, notice what? She goes, I don't know, your moods, facial hair, complexion. I said, nope. Well, didn't notice anything.
You know, again, not to harp on the FDA, but in the United States, the FDA has not approved any testosterone supplements for women. The problem with the compounding pharmacies is I too have seen women who have received testosterone elsewhere, for example, with what we call supraphysiologic doses, supraphysiologic levels of testosterone. And that can be potentially dangerous, having these very high levels. Not only do we worry about who wants this facial hair, and you can worry about voice deepening, but on a very serious note, one has to worry about the cardiovascular effects of having testosterone. Estrogen, in many ways, can be actually protective. Particularly when started close to menopause. So that, again, needs to be followed carefully. And for that, if a woman does want to be on testosterone and she is taking testosterone, for that reason alone, that value would be a value that would be appropriate to follow because you would worry about levels being too high.
As she did. And then it went right back to normal or whatever normal is for for me. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Brightman? I really have enjoyed our conversation.
Sure. Same. I think what I just wanted to talk about, for those women who are not candidates for hormone replacement, there are other options out there. First of all, the FDA has now approved low-dose paroxetine. The trade name is Brisdell. And it's really been found to be effective in treating what we call vasomotor symptoms, hot flashes and night sweats. And it's a wonderful alternative, although not everyone is a candidate. If a woman has a history of breast cancer, is on tamoxifen, or has a history of any type of anxiety or depression, she may not be a candidate. She should talk to her healthcare provider. And then what's very exciting for me is the fact that there are non-hormonal options that are natural. They're not hormonal. And they are nutritional supplements that have really been shown in clinical studies to be effective in terms of treating night sweats, hot flashes, sleeplessness, and generalized sense of well-being in women. And one product I'd like to tell you about is Relizin, which has been available in Europe since the 90s, but it was brought to this country early in this year and is now available online only. And it's really been shown to be effective and has helped so many women. And I think it offers great promise because while we've been marveling about the wonders of hormone replacement, not everyone's a candidate and not everyone's even interested in using hormone replacement. I think women are still dispelling some of the myths and some of the concern that surrounded the negative publicity hormone replacement received in 2002 after the WHI study. So now for me, at least, as a doctor, to say to my patients, these are your options. There are hormonal options. There are non-hormonal FDA-approved options, and there are non-hormonal natural products that are nutritional supplements that are safe and they're effective, and they may be used if you have a history of breast cancer or if you are on other medications where we're worried about the metabolism of estrogen.
So that sounds like a win-win-win.
It does. And there are really, as far as I'm concerned, no downsides. I think it's really worthwhile for women to try, particularly if they're not inclined to use anything else and they want to treat their symptoms.
And the website for that product?
So it's Relizin.com, R-E-L-I-Z-E-N.com. The website has all sorts of information for both physicians and patients, as well as patient testimonials and information in terms of ordering the product if a woman is interested in receiving it.
And how is it that you became affiliated with them, Dr. Brightman?
I was actually approached by the company when they were about to bring the product to the United States. And I was really impressed with the data and not only the data regarding efficacy, but also its safety. It's really been widely studied and widely used in Europe. In France, it's the number one selling non-hormonal product for treating menopausal symptoms in a non-hormonal fashion. So I was really excited because I felt that there was going to be such a need for something like this. And women have been begging for something like this for such a long time that I was very excited to be part of their advisory board and actually to, you know, speak on behalf of the product because I think it offers such promise to my patients. And for those patients of mine who have started on it, they're really raving about the benefits that they can already see. You know, it can take 2 to 3 months to see the full benefits of being on Relizin. So one has to be compliant, and it's 2 tablets a day, any time of day. And it's very well tolerated so far. And women really seem to be very pleased and excited about it.
Well, thank you for sharing that as well, because interesting that you're a physician and this is a non-prescription product.
Well, I think as a physician, I think it's important to be aware of everything that's out there. And that's not just drugs and prescription items. These are other things women can do, whether or not it's with respect to changing their lifestyle, eating more healthfully. All of these things can impact how they feel. And I think as a physician, I really need to present my patients with a very balanced, unbiased approach.
Well, thank you. And anything else?
No, that's it. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't. I've thoroughly enjoyed our conversation, though, and appreciate it. And thanks for all that you're doing, because you seemed like you're probably ahead of the curve in regards to helping women find their way.
Thanks. I'm trying. I think it's really, really important to really stay in the know with respect to managing symptoms. As we discussed earlier, women are living longer and they want to feel their best. And what may be an option for one person is not necessarily an option for everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been fascinating, Dr. Brightman. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for listening to the Maria Sanchez Show, hoping you're helping to make this world a better place.
Talking, so call Maria. Her show is killer. You won't believe it, darling. There's long time listeners and first time callers. They love Maria, that's why they keep saying. And we're gonna get loud, but we're gonna get close. She's here and she's going strong. Show, darling, she'll give you something to talk about. She's gonna help you figure it out. She'll give you something to talk about. Call